you know, I always enjoy our conversation. I should come by more often. Michael's always busy when I'm by here because I enjoy talking to Michael Oliver. It's always fun to visit and see what's going on, catch up on the not only the agriculture vehicle world, but just agriculture in general, Michael. And tell us a bit about your farming. This is agriculture. But tell us about your farming, what you're involved in farming.
Well, we have, I farm over in the edge of Caldwell County and have a corn and wheat and soybean farm over there, and we have cattle, and so we have mama cows, and try to do that to try to pass my time.
That's your hobby from
that's
here,
my
right?
Hobby. That's my hobby. Yes.
Is that relaxation? Could you call it, maybe?
Well, yeah, it's relaxing. It is relaxing. Nobody talks back out there.
Yeah, not on the cow farm, that's for sure. And you've been known to let a friend borrow a tractor every now and then. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's right. Every now and then you have to let somebody borrow a tractor to do a little tractor driving.
Yeah, and you made Jenny's day. My daughter Jenny's day.
I'm glad she enjoyed it. We're glad to do it.
It was a cold morning like this morning, and we offered to haul it up to Hancock's on the trailer, and she's like, "I'll drive it." And she's a little chilly.
Yeah, she wanted to drive it. That's what she wanted to do. Drive a tractor.
She couldn't wait to do that. So thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate your partnership as well. And, of course, you know, you're a great partner. You work with a lot of farmers, large and small. And sometimes it's just dealing with a fleet situation or just dealing with one or two trucks. You work with all sizes.
Yeah, just whatever the aspect is, a business. You know, it's not just all, you know, a big part of our business is farmers. But we have businesses also. There's all kind. A lot of the businesses work for the farmers. I mean, we have businesses that do all kinds of different things, you know, and we want to have what they need also. And we have, you know, whether it's electric business, the grain business, whatever business it may be, we want to have a truck for them.
We talk about trucks, but you guys sell a world of cars and still SUVs as well.
Yes, SUVs, and I don't want to leave out the trucks, RV, pulling RVs all over the country, traveling. That's a big part of our business right here on Interstate 24. We have a lot of people traveling, and, you know, we go back to talking about the Internet again, that people have trouble with a truck pulling RV. They look it up on the website, and they we get a lot of calls like that, and they'll come in, when they got problems, we try to help take care of their problem while they're traveling.
I think you can help folks find the right truck. So are you still able to order a truck? And if you order a truck, what's the timetable to get a truck?
I tell people now 3 to 6 months on a truck. Now, there is things like the SUVs, the Tahoe Suburbans. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's according on what package you order. Some of them we've had ordered way over a year, never have got them, don't know if we ever get them. But we just keep on trying. That's all I can say.
And if folks are in the market for a certain truck, car, SUV, say, well, you know, this is what I really like to drive, this is what I want to drive, you guys will work with them, help them find what's out there in the market.
Well, first thing, we'll try to find them what they want, and then we'll try to come up with options of get them going. If we can't get them what they want, if it's not out there, if it's not available, we'll get them some options to try to get them going, to get them by till we can get them what they need.
I think it's so important to do that. It's all about the service, isn't it?
Well, that's what we're trying to be, a service.
And I think it's so important. The service to backing up the sale makes a big difference for all your folks out front around the lot talking to your customers.
Yeah, that's the service is, you know, people anymore, they want to go. They don't want to wait, and it's just all about time, and they want to go, and they want to go now. And we just try to do the best we can to keep them going.
I think it's the important part. Wildcat Chevrolet, 7-time winner, best of Western Kentucky. Michael, it's always great to kick off National Agriculture Week here with you. You like being first.
All right. Thank you. Yes, that's right. And we're going to, I was talking about Brian. He always second, but I don't know that he is this time.
Yeah. We're going to H&R this afternoon at 1, and Nutrien, somebody slipped in on Nutrien.
Brian's going to tighten up a little bit.
Yeah. He'll hear that. You know that.
I know it. I know. I'm talking to him.
That's right. Michael Oliver and the folks here at Wildcat Chevrolet. Great folks, and actually home of the best popcorn. Now, who makes the best popcorn here, Michael?
Well, I don't know. James, or the new James. We have two James now. Right. We have James at the service department. He's doing a pretty good job.
Well, I understand he's learned the best.
He's learned. That's right. He's doing a good job.
Stacy still says he makes the best popcorn, but it may not be the healthiest popcorn, but it's the best.
That's what it is. They try to make the best, but the healthiest one, the unhealthy one is the best one. That's for sure.
That's right. Yeah. The one with the stick of butter, right?
I don't know if you remember a few years ago, Jim Friels, we always said he had the worst coffee in town. I don't even remember that. Jim Friels made the worst coffee in town.
I do, yeah, and he did. It was pretty rough.
He was pretty stout.
That's right. Michael Oliver, folks at Wildcat Chevrolet, congratulations on a 7-time winner, best of Western Kentucky.